Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. U.S. stock markets appeared to have stellar gains last year. While true, not everything is quite as rosy as may appear on the surface. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, Russell 2000 Index, Standard & Poor's 500 Index, and NASDAQ were all up at least 80% to more than double during the course of 2021. Some of that increase was recovering from the market crash at the onset of the COVID pandemic in March 2020. So a more accurate analysis would be to check how these indices performed for the two-year period ending last week. Those results are less dramatic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 27%, and the Russell 2000 Index was up 35% over the 2 years. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index jumped 48%, as the NASDAQ soared 75%. These latter results are deceptive because the Standard & Poor's and the NASDAQ are skewed to give greater weight in the index to stocks with rising prices and less weight to stocks that are stagnant or falling in price. Therefore, these two indices overstate the average change in stock prices. What the increase in these indices don't show you is what happened to stock prices of companies that experienced highly leveraged investment demand. On March 26 last year, Archegos Capital Management collapsed, which made highly leveraged investments using massive bank loans to leverage their position. In unwinding these investments after the collapse, banks incurred more than $10 billion of losses. As bad as that was, the significant investment positions held by Archegos also crashed. From a few days before the collapse to the end of last year, the stock prices of VipShop Holdings, Tencent Music Entertainment Group, and IQIYI Inc. all plunged at least 80%. Viacom's price fell 2/3, and Baidu was down 45%. The scary news is that there are many more investment companies like Archegos that are on the brink of collapse this year, especially if the Fed really does start to increase interest rates. Be careful with your stock investments. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.